I'm not sure exactly the format, how to say this year. There was a list of questions which were submitted. I will try and cover all of the questions, at least the majority of the questions. There's one or two questions that you have to ask the rabbi. So the questions really basically talk to two areas. It seems to be the one area is the level of cleaning that a person needs to do, and after that, the level of bedikah which a person needs to do. That's one area where the questions are going to talk about that. The relationship of what the halachas of cleaning, the halachas of bedikah, you know. And the second area which they talk about is on Pesach itself, Pesach products, etc. How to relate to these different halachas of what's necessary, etc. To understand that this, let's go back to the first one, because I see that's a lot of the, as we said, the anxiety issues over here are about the cleaning and the bedikah issues. For one fine gentleman, of course, pointed out that if you calculate the surface area of all the items you have in your house, it's a few square miles. So that's a tremendous amount to be bedikah and to clean. Now that you hear it, it just takes it's that much harder now that you know that it's so big and so long. Okay, there's a Ramon in the Tav Lamed Gimel. Let's go back. There's a Mechaber in Tav Lamed Gimel in Sifyat Aleph. A Mechaber Chedor Rebbe Yegimel Ben Nissen, Mechaber Lid Dekachomen, Tzilavaroi, person is cleaning out, he's sweeping out his room on Yegimel Ben Nissen, and he has intent that should function as Bidika. And he's careful afterwards. In Israel, the hafiz sham oid chometz, and he's careful to bring all the chometz in afterwards. I'll begin tzarach lidoik b'la yudal. He still needs to avoid it. So the cleaning process does not replace halach of bedikah. Chazal made a bedikah, chiv of bedikah, and you cannot replace it with kibud. The Mishnah Berurah says the kibud is ena bedikah gemura, because even we do bedikah, we search in every single nook and cranny, etc. Number one. And number two, even if you would clean all those different things, and you use an or a nair and all the different things, everything you're supposed to, you have to do it in order to kikol yisrael shel nechalik bein bedikah lebedikah. There's a law, you're not mechalik bein bedikah lebedikah. So he gives two reasons. One is we don't do it, the kibud is not done the same way bedikah is done. You don't do it or a nair, you don't look at all of the every single crack, etc. Says, and even if you would do it, or an air in every single crack, etc. There's a loch of shalach halak bein bedikah lebedikah. You have to do every single bedikah. Now, the Ramah adds, "V'chol adam tzorech lechaber chadorav kadem habedikah." There is a loch of doing cleaning beforehand. In other words, the mechaber says your cleaning does not replace bedikah, so forget it. Why should I clean? I'm just a bedikah. He says there is a chiv to clean, and that's a quote from Mordechai. And the Mordechai, the reason that the Mordechai says that is, it's actually to facilitate the bedikah, because you can't really check it so well when you have all these items around, etc. So you do you clean it, thereby allowing you to be able to do a proper bedikah. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, and the minig is that in Yigimel Nisan they clean up the house and the rooms, therefore they'll be able to do a bedikah properly on the Yudal. So you see from the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah that the amount of time it takes to do a cleaning process which will facilitate your bedikah process is one day. Right? That's number one. So you see, l'chara, at least now, you could argue, I think we probably could argue, and that it's correct, that the size of the houses that they were talking about, Mishmur was talking about, the size of our houses are significantly different. You know, when you learn the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Gemara talks about when a person contracts to build a house, so, you know, make up a size. So, it's different lashon is referring to a house. What is called the minimum size of your yard? So, that a loch of building. Someone says, if you contract to build a shraklin, shraklin is a palace in the lashon of the Gemara. The shear is, it has to be yud bezamas by yud bezamas. It has to be 24 feet, let's say the most chabuzik ashita, 24 feet. Now, my house is bigger than that. So, the shraklin of the Gemara was what? The shraklin of the Gemara was smaller than my house, and that's only one floor. My house has two floors, right? So, I mean, I'm living in a palace. I want you to know that. I want you to know that I'm living in a palace. At the beginning of the Gemara, I'm living in a palace. And her Byron is like, you're living in something bigger than that. So you're obeying living palaces. But so that's what they meant by, so you can imagine what a house looked like normally. What was in the house they're talking about? So, yes, so you lived in your two rooms, with the kitchen outside in the chutzner, like they have in Yerushalayim, in the old Yerushalayim, you know. So what's the grace of mice to clean up your house there? You give them this, you got up in the morning, you cleaned it out about 5 or 6 hours, and done. Obviously, our house is going to be different, but the shell is, so how much is the chiyuv to clean? So we have 2 points over here so far in halacha. We'll see one more point over here before from the sif, which is an important, very important sif. Is number one that kibud does not replace bedika. Number two, there is a halacha of kibud, but the halacha of kibud which you have to do is to facilitate bedika, and it's not this tremendous amount of cleaning which has to be done in order to be able to facilitate a proper bedika. Then, the remorse is the last point. Kisim, but the yachel of gadim, the pocketbooks, the purses, or base yachel of gadim, or pockets you have in clothing, which you put sometimes chametz might go into them. They also need bedika. So there's a chiyuv bedika on these items, which is not part. They're not part of the house. They're not something which sits in the house. They're something that a person wears. There's also chiyuv bedika on these type of items. Comes along the Shari Tshuva over here. Shari Tshuva on this rimwa. Person Sorek L'chabe. So he comes and says, you know, so the Mechaber and the rimwa are very clear. Kibbutz does not replace bedika. There's a chiva bedika. And there is a halacha of kibbutz, but it's not going to replace bedika. Comes along the Shari Tshuva and he says, since the Maisa, everybody is Mechabed, the people are makel when they do bedika. They just basically walk through perfunctorily, not looking at all the chermes stockim. They wash the things very well. Even if the goy does it, So he quotes over here. He starts off the flow. The Shari Tshuva is very funny. He starts off. He says, like the Hamaniyam, Armekel. Then he says, even if it's like a goy, we start with the Nemonim. One second. So is it a valid halacha thing that you're doing, or invalid? If you know, you know. So we're not going to give you a halacha understanding of what they're doing, relying on the goy. If he's trying to denigrate and say, you know, bad thing, you're supposed to do this, but the Hamaniyam, you know, they don't know what to do. Vasa's from the Shari Tshuva, from the end of the Shari Tshuva, he's saying that, you know, there's what to be Samecha. And therefore, even if you clean the Ayyadeh and Yehudi, I want to point out to you that since there's Lermar and Avshayo, you can rely on the fact that they clean properly. And you can therefore be makel your Bedika to do the Bedika in a less significant way than you would do otherwise. Okay? So that's the Chiddush that the Shari Tshuva is pointing out. So now, what that means is, flip it around. We said kibbutz does not replace bedika, so you have to do bedika anyway. Number one, we said that the purpose of the kibbutz is just really to facilitate the bedika, which obviously means that, you know, it's fairly perfunctory cleaning, and you can do it in one day's worth. That's not what the Shari Tshuva was talking about. It says the Maaseh, if the Ayilon is going to do a very very thorough cleaning process, that will minimize your responsibilities when it comes to bedika. You can be samech on it, at least in the Hamoneyam, samech on that. That you, when you do the bedika, there's a chiv of bedika in Chayim Mestaki. So you mechiv look at any place where the derech is the chametz to go into. So, but he's saying over here, since you already cleaned all that properly, we do it more. There's what to rely on to do it more kulodik. Now, what is the chiv of the bedika? Where to check, etc. So the only mechiv to check in a place which is normal to think the person is going to bring chametz to that place. We do say lavadaitis. Any place where a person would theoretically go during the meal and get something, it's very possible he took his sandwich with him, put a sandwich down, and then walked away and left some crumbs of the sandwich there, etc. So that's the possibility. That's the case. That's very clear in the first Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim. If a person institutes a no chametz policy in room X, I have my home office, and I can't have chametz coming in there, and I don't eat in there, and you can't bring any chametz in there. That's not called Musa L'Rami Adaita. It means you have a policy. So that room is not chayav b'dika. Any area you make, you said that chametz is off limits, you're not eating crackers in your bedroom. right? No crackers in the bedroom. So you make such a policy, so that's not a machlokes, this is machlokes. The point over here was it's something which you don't have a policy one way or the other, but you don't normally bring chametz there. But then we say, it's, you know, maybe you brought chametz and you never weren't thinking about it. It's a possibility and you forgot, right? So that it was when you make this chametz, you have to check maybe the chametz is still there. But if you have a policy specifically where that you will do not bring in chametz into this place, now, however, you do have to add on to that. There's a caveat. Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Yud Tes, Taflam Gimel Sif Katan Yud Tes. V'vayi Shatinoik is Mitzuyim Boy. Where houses where children are toddlers exist, and young children exist. You have to check everywhere, he says, because you don't know where the kids might have taken chametz. I think I mentioned one time that I had a chaver that his kid decided about a few weeks before Pesach to take a sleeve of crackers and put one cracker in every single drawer in the whole house. He wanted to see if he could, you know, what would happen. Well, you can imagine what happened. Anyway. And that's, you know, that's the Mitzvah of Tinoikis. That's the Mitzvah of Tinoikis. So, which would mean a Chiyah Vadika, and you have to open up every single drawer, according to this, and you'd have to pick up all of the clothes, the items which are in there, and see if there's anything in there. That's what that Chiyah Vadika would mean now. Right? Because that's a Malkam, it's a Malkam. However, Hayois, the Shari Chua came along and said, that if you clean, there's what to be said, Mecham, when you clean, then now afterwards, you when you did clean, you cleaned out the drawer, you cleaned out the drawer, you looked through, etc. I did that 3 weeks ago, and I haven't brought any more chametz in there since then. Basically, we put a big sign. At this point in time, the kid is told that if he goes near that room, it's a kosher fashus for both the parent and the child, right? You know, right? So, at that point in time, you're basically set it up that you can be samachan that the bedikah which is done at that point in time doesn't have to be that you have to pull out every single pair of clothing, which is item of clothing in there, to look under, maybe there's a cracker stuck within the layer. Okay. So you can't do the minimal kibud, which Ramah is talking about, and still get the kula of the shari juva. If a person does a thorough kibud, and that's where why Pesach cleaning became spring cleaning, is because they had a chamonis on the husband the night before Pesach to do a bedikah, which, you know, the full fledged bedikah basically takes you the whole night. You look at every single nook, every single cranny. You pull out every single, you know, every single, you drop every single drawer. You pick up if there's anything in there. Go to the next drawer. I mean, it's hours of work, especially in an average apartment. Forget about an average house. It's hours of work. It's a few hours worth of work. So the wife had a chmonis on the husband, so she said, okay, so let's clean before Pesach, so you won't have to do all of that. Number one. Number two, the Rambam came along and said, there's a chiyuv bedika on kisim and bata yad shel begadim. Now, the chiyuv bedika on kisim and bata yad is...
Can I clarify something?
Yeah.
So Rebbe's saying if you cleaned out all the drawers really well, you don't have to be both of the drawers? Or...
That you do it b'havur ba'alma, you know. So either you don't have to, either you don't have to open the drawers, or if you do open the drawers, you don't have to, you know, looking inside every single. Again, if you have a policy, you don't, no chametz allowed in the bedroom. And you're talking about the drawers that the kids can't reach, but that doesn't exist because they can get in the bed and reach, etc. Right, you know, the top of the closet maybe ulai. You know.
But this week I clean my drawers really well.
And it's very clear the kids can't go in afterwards, so you can be samech on that. Now, I'll explain you why, again, to the why there's a tzad, another tzad to make a lot further.
Yeah, the fear in that, right? I mean, like, that's part of it? Like, how much of
the... You're a good sorority, Moshe Chaim. You know you how to do it. Okay. Okay. Now,
so... You have to take out every article of clothing and shake it out? Check every article?
No, we'll get to that. Now... I want to add two more layers of understanding this halacha that I just said. The Ramah says kisim and bata yad shel begadim also need bedika. So partially means the bedika, means in the bedika the night of now. The Mishmur comes along and says, he says, I don't put any chametz in these pockets. No, because it's very possible that you did. You one time went to a kiddush, next thing you know, you took a cookie home for your kid, so you put a chametz in your jacket pocket. So you have to check your jacket pocket for the possibility of chametz. Then he's bedikah. Rav Noigan Rakla Nara Kisim B'Shasa Beer. people just, you know, before the time of Bir Chametz, you know, you dial Nissan in the morning, people shake out the pockets over there. But that's not correct. You should be burning them the night before during the B'nigah. You do need to shake them out again, just a possibility of otherwise. Now, so the Mechaber says there's a ski of, or the Ramos says there's a ski of B'dika on these items. I can point out this ski of B'dika is different than your regular B'dika in a few ways. Okay, number one, let's say a person is going to his in-laws, going to his parents for Yom Tov. So he has no, he wants to get the mitzvah B'dika's chametz. He wants to be zeichel the mitzvah B'dika's chametz. So the night before he leaves his own home, he has to do B'dika, he has to do B'dika, and he did. He wants to do the B'dika on the night of the Yudalad, he wants to do his own B'dika. So he says, listen, I got my car, I got my suitcases, I got my clothing, I'll make a bracha, my own bracha. And I'll make a bracha and I'll do b'dika. I'm a chiv do b'dika on my car and suitcase. You do not make a bracha on a car, a suitcase, or items of clothing. Anything which is done the you don't make a bracha. So all of these things, there's no chiv. The chiv b'dika you have in these items is not the same level of chiv b'dika as you have if you would actually own a piece of property. Now, if a person wants to not forget the mitzvah, he could have his parent be marked to him a room, and that becomes his room. He, you know, and that, then you can do you have a chiv b'dika on it. But you're not going to do that either. Just saying that my point, I'm using it for illustrative purposes, is that there's no, that the chiyah b'dika on these items, double metaltal, etc., is not the same level of chiyah b'dika as you have on a bais. It doesn't go into Kanas Lazal with chiyah b'dika, there's a bracha on it. Number one. Number two, there's a fascinating halacha, which I just had a halacha l'maisa on this. The Malkamer talks about is a person has to go to the mikvah, or the chiyah to go to the mikvah. You know, men go to the mikvah, Shabbos, not a chiyah. Hashem, all men should be in the gay at Bez Hashem this year. The of going to the mikvah, Bez Hashem. Mashiach comes, bring to the Bez Hamikdash. You know, it's a chiv of course to go to the Bez Hamikdash. And we'll see neurotic men all over the place, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what's a chatzitza, what's not a chatzitza. Did I do everything, you know, did I prepare for my mikvah preparations long enough? You know, all the halachas of chatzitza and chafifa and all those halachas will apply to men just as much as they apply to women. And we'll see neurotic men running all over the place, okay? You know, OCD men, you know. And just, it'll be the nekama that they, the nashim will have on the men. Anyway, right, okay. So, a person is, what's the best way to check for chatzitza? So, halach is mishmashiyat is the best way to check. Moving your hand is the best way to check. That's halach and halachos over there. That there's mishmashiyad. There's a person who to check to see that there's no chatzitza. Mishmashiyad is valid halach. You rub your hand over, you can see that anything. You can sometimes get a better feel of if there's a chatzitza than if you look at it. I had this halach l'maisa that I went to do. I went to bake matzahs this week. I'll lose track of days already. I think it was Wednesday. So one of my jobs that I was doing over there was after, you know, if you've been to the baking matzahs, usually the way they set it up is they have like two long rows of tables, and they use one row of tables for for 18 minutes, and then they stop and they switch to another row of tables. And meanwhile, the first row of tables is cleaned off for any possible things which are left over there, etc. After it's done, so the guy comes and cleans it, the mashgiach comes and checks it, and then my job was to check it after the mashgiach. And I found things. And the best way to do it is by rubbing your hand across. You know, just rub, go all the way down the whole metal table, just, you know, piece by piece. And you find things through Mishmashiyah. So the halacha is that for the best way to check a pocket is through Mishmashiyah. You're not going to do Lara in there. You can do it with Mishmashiyah. You send it by Mishmashiyah to the Mirvara if there's anything inside the pocket. So the best way to check, you can check your pockets beforehand. Now, so during the process of cleaning for Pesach, if a person during that time will check the pockets and do check the pockets properly, you know, well, so you do not need to check the pockets at the night of B'dikas Chametz. The Mishnah Berurah comes in the Fuge that you shouldn't wait till the next morning. You shake him out b'shas the beer. This is the B'dika. But if prior to the B'dika, a person did that, and that this Pesach. So it's mean, I'm a stomach guy. I'm not a stomach guy. Okay. This is Rav Moshe's psak. Kisei begadim enetzun b'dikah b'lel yudalid They do not do the bdikah la yudalad. Eshali the kisa begadam ayidai mishma shayad. Vein shikam bdikah la ranir. Okay? So you do not need to do bdikah la ranir. And the kisa.
You're saying that also you don't need to on the night?
You don't need it on the night. Yudalad. So you can do those items beforehand.
What if they've been just washed? Is that,
yeah,
still the
you have to do it still
the bdikah.
I don't want to call. I would tell me something which would make sense that the comments went in.
See, a pair of pants that just came out of the laundry.
Right, so you still have to check them. But the point I'm saying that most people are not putting. I'm not sure you're going to check your back pocket for a possibility of comments unless you have kids who stick things in your back pocket. You know, you're not putting a cookie in your back pocket. You could sit in it. I mean,
what about clothes that have been washed, which are just in the closet, which aren't going to be worn on Pesach? Haven't been worn in a while, and some haven't been used much.
If they haven't been used, they haven't been used. If they've been used, you still should go through them. Now, so you're able to budget them beforehand. The halacha is you're able to budget them beforehand. And the bedikah means basically you stick your hand in and you see if there's anything there. And the sushchel is to the taz that mishu shiyad b'chafifa ain l'cha bedikah galamizu. The best type of bedikah by chafifa is actually mishu shiyad is better than the bedikah b'einai. Okay, now. We don't rely on it the whole house. Okay, fine.
What else falls in this head there, like pockets you can do beforehand and not have to check?
We're going to get there. Okay, that's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. I'm trying to build up to this point. Now, there is a Kavach Chaim, by the way, for the Svardim, which says that Nira is enough. You don't have to do Bedika for the...
Well, what's enough?
The clothing which you basically put, you just keep hanging in the closet, etc. The type of thing is just shaking them out is enough.
What about the fact they went to the machine? Is that a shake?
No, I don't think so. Maybe for you, I don't know. You have to ask. Yes.
Depends how bad you're washing.
I don't know. Okay. Now, so what halacha does this apply to? How far do you take this? So there are some persons which take this halacha, not the mishmash yad part, but at least halacha that you can do it beforehand. So anything which goes back to this halacha, like kisa begodet. So which means your dresser, your drawers, it's not considered. It's considered a davar metaltel. So it's a smaller one. It's a bigger one. Might be a different halacha, but it's a smaller one. The car, etc. All of those you can do beforehand. So the person would takes their car. One of the things major is which a guy has, especially before you're making Pesach, right? It's your car. The car is placed. It's definitely machzor nisim chametz. Every nook and cranny of the car is machzor nisim chametz, especially if you do carpool. You'll find out about that. So you clean it out beforehand. Well, you know, either you do it yourself, or if you're a little bit richer, you know, so you give it to the place to do detailing for you, and they do every single spot. The person there would check it over at that point in time, or if they're cleaning themselves, they can check it while they're cleaning it, and be mavar that there's nothing there. Now it is preferred to do it the next stage. I want to tell you is there's a sharetzin over here in Nunvav. He says that the whole reason why we can't rely on the kibbutz is, he says, two reasons. Number one, we don't really check every single spot. And we don't do lower and air. Karma stuff. Number one. And number two, this is the shalom the chalak ben bedika le bedika. You can't be different than everybody else. Comes along the sharetzin and he says, according to this reasoning, and involved, im shar cheder echad livdaik, oisaik adin belayla belayla, if you leave over one room, to that room you're going to do on the night of your dalad like you're supposed to, and you do the rest of them prior. Shaper dum can't cause a mitzvah sedesh. And the sharetzin says that would be acceptable. He says gam dez en a borer kol kach. It's not clear. Maybe shalom v'chala koya kolabayis. But if even though you say that that's true, he raises a question on that. But the person say that's recurs to the din bayis. In regards to the begotim, the dressers, the car, etc., if you would do a bedika beforehand, or on air, the way you're supposed to, the night of your gimel, I'll do Motzei Shabbos, I'll go out there and take care of the car. Right? On the Thursday, Wednesday night beforehand, I'll take care of the dressers. I'll do all those things beforehand, the suitcases. I came home ready, good, but check out the suitcases, they're done with. Checked them out, took a flashlight, looking through, make sure everything is gone, put them away, I'm done with them. So I'm not going to do them again the night of your doubt. because I left over for your dalad, whatever I'm supposed to leave over for your dalad, and these other things were done beforehand. So that is very acceptable in halacha. The bedika on a nighttime, do bedika by day, we have a problem with the oraner doesn't work well. Yeah, this is the bedika oraner. If we do bedika oraner at nighttime, you're good. So we have two mahalchim how to approach this issue, which will minimize the dinim of bedika on the night of your dalad. One of them is to do take these items we just said now. The second point we just said now was to do a bedika the nights prior and it's areas which do not have a chiyuv dafka on your dalad. Because you have the chumas hadesh, and as long as you left something for the night of your dalad, you're okay. B, you have these things are not don't have a real chiyuv your dalad anyway because they're not places where chazal made the tukana. So there's no reason why you can't do them beforehand. Then we could take it a step further. That possibly these things, because they don't have the regular level of chiyuv bedika, just the kibbutz alone is enough to be samechan. Okay, in this sefer for Ramosha, the bringer Ramosha, interesting what he did was that one of the questions comes up, and this is an interesting question. So you take all your chametz dishes, you clean them out, you put them into the cabinets, and you seal the cabinets. Then you turn your house becomes Pesach a few days before Pesach, and you're cooking Pesach in the house. Comes the night of your dalad, you have to do bedikas chametz. Well, you have these cabinets are clearly mokers and some chametz. Well, maybe there's a piece of chametz stuck in between the plates. So you come in there, and your wife's busy, you know, with Pesach and kalim all over the place, and she's cooking for Pesach. So pulling all the chametz that kalim out, checking them between the plates. It's the shiloh of you can't do it. You can't ask the person to start pulling out all the chametz in the plates while you're ready holding my Pesach. So he says, Ramosha, interestingly enough, Ramosha says, Mishas Mishas Chametz, he would not take the kelim out of the matfim, or the shelves, the mitbach in the kitchen, kelim doik. He would just basically go over, he'd open the cabinet, look around, walk next, he wouldn't pull out all the kelim, etc. to see if there's anything under it. And when he cleaned them out, he did not do a bedikah l'oraner. He just basically cleaned them out, and that was sufficient. But the rest of the house, that he did step by step. In other words, the cheshbon of the kitchen, he held with the cheshbon. Since it's not practical to do it, he relied on this swara that's enough. He didn't do a bedikah l'oraner the chatkila. The night of Pesach, he would open up, look inside, next, open up, look inside. He didn't pull out all the kelim. Which theoretically, mikra then there'd be an argument that you have to, because maybe there's something between the kelim, something in the cabinet, etc. And the rest of the house, he did slowly, piece by piece.
Why would the kelim be somewhere to the clothes?
Yeah, because the problem is, it's not the kelim are sitting on the shelf, which is part of the house. It's in the cabinet.
Why do the kelim take on the status of the shelf?
Because I'm not checking the kelim, I'm checking the cabinet. Maybe in this cabinet there's chametz.
So, but that wouldn't necessarily.
But I can't see the cabinet well until I get all the kelim out of the way.
But I guess if you cleaned those kilns beforehand, then wouldn't you just need to check the, or maybe like underneath where the plate?
Well, you have to take all the kilns out and then check underneath, right?
But so we wouldn't need to check, like in theory, you don't need to check the kiln itself.
Probably not.
So let's say you were to take all the kilns out and clean the cabinet, lock the kiln door with tape, and write Pesach on it, and kids can't get there.
So
I'm welcome where chametz is not. So
that's a shaila. If someone clearly says that sore, if someone clearly says if you do it 3 days beforehand, you have a chazaka 3 days, there's no chametz in there, it gets into moksha emanis of chametz. Most people do not rely on that. But, you can be sorry if it's together with these other sores, that there's a lot of other, that these type of things, you have the Shari Tshuva sore, you have the Rishon Kluger sore, you have this sore of that these, of the Tshuva Sadesh, you have a lot of the sores to be Sermekan. That to make it to minimize, it's not minimizing your chiyuv, your cleaning. It's increasing your cleaning. It's minimizing your bedikah, right? That the bedikah becomes a little bit less intense.
Is ever saying that? See, if you clean out the mushroom, the car, or the drawers very well, but you don't have to do you don't need a bedikah every thing. But you have to do oran there on those sometime of a Pesach. If I clean them fairly well in the daytime,
if you clean them well today, so. The keys of the garden, the Bersamachan, you don't need to do it alone there. Because the best way to check the keys of the garden is getting a flash on there and checking there. Don't put a candle in there, please. That's a good idea. Okay. A flashlight is also, it's very hard to check it apart. To do a bedik in the car or in there would be the preferred way of doing it. And that is the preferred way of doing it. A person did not, there's an argument to say, as long as you cleaned it out well by daytime and you're able to see, that's also sufficient. But probably the best thing to do is to do a bedik or in there. that would come to the car. The same thing with the other places. But again, there's makom to say that even that is not required. As long as you cleaned it out, it has it like kisa begodim, you cleaned it out well, you know, so you just basically at that point in time, you know, come to the closet, look around with your flashlight, buy to your gun. You don't have to pull everything out of the closet and see if maybe there's something under it, inside of it, etc.
What about the sun with the car?
The sun is hard to say because it's theoretically shaykh to do it. You have to make sure you have a good sunny day, and I'm not sure because Achsadra was open once I was totally open, so the sun could come in over here. You have the roof, you have the wind. You know, you're not getting Achsadra totally, the same way you got Achsadra over there. But you could argue possibly yes.
And toys also, they wouldn't need Bzika or an
airway. Right. So toys, beforehand you need to clean the toys, you need to wash the toys, and then that's it. They're done. You put them back in there, and you clean out the container where you sold them, or wherever you store them. You would, you did your kibbutz in there, and you're done with it. You know, you're not going to clean this by pulling every single toy and checking the toy A and checking under the toy B, in the cabinet.
Do you have to wash every toy, or just look over each toy? Or
you
said wash?
You know, listen. I think that's somewhat of a subjective answer, depending on the kid, the toy, and the kids, and what's how the house is set up. If you're living in an apartment and the playroom is the dining room and the kitchen, right? That is the only place that the toys are used. So toys are constantly sitting in comics. You know, so you at least wipe them down. You have to wash them. You at least wipe them down because there's chametz all the way. Now the next step of the question is there any difference between the kitchen, besides this kasher, what are you being baidik for? What are you cleaning for? What are you being baidik for? And what is the difference between the kitchen, the dining room, and the rest of the house? So what is the shir of a chiyah b'dika? So the shir of a chiyah b'dika, we know the Mora says that the arvayi rayi motzei is a kazayis. That's clear in the Gemara. And the Iker reason we're doing this is not to have a value of Rabbi Motze. That's what Chazal instituted. It's the Bedik. Is there an Isra of Chatzis Shir on Bayer Rabbi Motze? By Achil is an Isra of Chatzis Shir. Is there an Isra of Chatzis Shir by Bayer Rabbi Motze? This is Mechalikis and Halacha, whether there's an Isra of Chatzis Shir by Bayer Rabbi Motze. Okay. We do know, the Mora also says, that Peruri are bad. In other words, the little crumbs are insignificant, they're bottle, and there's no din of bedika on piru. You're not going to look for the little crumbs. That's not what you're looking for. So, what is not called a piru that I'm going to be voted for already? So, mechloikas, etc. Everything is said and done. It's the Iker Psak, this is the Kesef Mishnah, which says that there is a din bedika on less than a kazayas. Number one, because it could be the Zidu Chatzis Shir. Number two, Rashi learns that the Chiyah Bedika is Shem Yabal Ochla, because you're afraid the person might forget and pop it in his mouth. And the Isra Achil is even less than a Kazayas. That's clear. The Zidu Chatzis Shir Shem Yabal even less than a Kazayas. But on the other hand, people aren't putting crumbs in their mouth either. So the Shir isn't a Kazayas, but it's a size which would be significant enough that a person might pick it up and pop it in their mouth. That size, usually like Dora, which I give, is the size of a Cheerio. It's the size of a Cheerio, and upwards it's something significant, and that's what you're doing your cleaning for, and that's what you're doing your bedika for. Now, there is a difference in that in the kitchen. The kitchen, I'm cleaning because I'm going to be using chametz, Pesach, the items in there. Chametz with Pesach is also a mashu. I can't have a mashu of chametz mixed into my food, my Pesach food. So I'm cleaning it, Mashu, Rosham Zalman pointed out, Mashu also has a shear. You know. Mashu means whatever it is, right? That's whatever. So this is a big shaila. This is a major shaila in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so Yankel and Beryl decide to go fishing on the Kinneret, right? And they take sandwiches with them, right? And they finish. They finish the sandwich. So a little piece of sandwich falls into the Kinneret. No chametz is also a mashu. So all the Kinneret is also a mashu because now there's a mashu of chametz in the Kinneret. So you can't drink water on Pesach. Right? They love us too. I'm telling you, this is a shadow. There are people in Israel which are machmor. They bottle, get water. Before Pesach, chametz is bottle, the shishim. It's only on Pesach itself, it's also mashu. So they get water before Pesach, and the water which they drink, they only because of this issue of mashu. I mean, it's not just the game, it's still the game over here also. So the WSSC, right? So you want to get water out of your tap on the face. So forget about kashering your faucet. It doesn't help you. And there's a mashu, you know, maybe over here they filter, you know, I don't know if they filter or not, you know, what they do, you know, but, right? So Ramadan said that mashu means it's something which has some level of being murkish. If it's a very small thing, it got mixed in, it's not bottle. But it gets to the point where it's microscopic, and there's no way you can be murkish at the Berea of the time, that's not mashu. Okay, but there's Israel mashu, right? A mashu, a crumb. Now the crumb got mixed in, and paste, I saw a little crumb, and there it goes, mixed in all my, you know, this big bag of matzah mel, you know, it's definitely 1,000 times or more, it doesn't help me. It's also a mashu. But I know, I could see the crumb beforehand, you know, that was big enough to be able to be visible. Well, you're cleaning for those areas which you're going to be eating in, etc. You're trying to clean it. Obviously, we clean, then we cover, and we kasher, and, you know, we are tremendously careful because of the chumra. It's also b'mashru. I mean, you're still from Chazal. That's din d'rabbanan. Chumra sepesel b'mashru is din d'rabbanan. The din of mechalik is whether Moshe Tamid Gam is mutter and Pesach. Again, din d'rabbanan if Moshe Tamid Gam is also in Pesach. There's chumras in regards to not bar not. All these chumras, all the rabbanans, because chumras is also miraisa is chi of chorus, and Chazal said let's stay far away. So you see Chazal's attitude. There's a beautiful Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma says, why taka do we go, you know, say we make gedorim upon gedorim upon gedorim when it comes to Pesach Ganyanim. You know, people are mad, but in Shruya, the Cheshash of Shruya, that, you know, that it come chometz. You know, the matzah is baked well, especially the machine matzahs. You know, they're baked well. It's a very the system is set up, and it's not relying on human error for the most part. Right? You know, the chashash of gebrach is way out there. Kidneys, one shot in kidneys. The reason why kidneys is a problem is because wheat used to grow next to the mustard fields. So the mustard seed would get mixed in. Why mustard seed? Why is mustard seed ulcer? So I remember had this poor Balabas asked me this question every year. Mustard is not legumes. He's right. First of all, the translation of kidneys as legumes is wrong. And just as an aside, every translation of kidneys as legumes is like the fakrumt. It's not what it means. The definition of the kidneys in halacha, it's by the way, it's used by Chazal, also kidneys. It's a Rambam in the beginning of is it Maestris? One of the Masechta Shumas, I think it is. Rambam, beginning of Trumas or Maestris, one of the places Rambam says the definition of there are three types of seeds. There are inedible seeds. There are edible seeds. If it's one of the Hamani Dagon, they're called Dagon. And any edible seed other than the Hamani Dagon is called kidneys. That's the definition of kidneys. Okay. It means any edible seed. It's not no legumes. I don't know who decided that the translated kidneys legumes and we have to live with all the sorrows since then. I had this Bell Bush every single year. Probably mustard attack and it's not a legume. I promise you. Mustard seed is not a legume. Right. But because wheat used to grow next to it. So they would get mixed in. So mashu, wheat would get mixed in. So they asked it all mustard because, you know. So why are we so mashu? And Mr. Chachman says, beautiful, says, we make Gedorim upon Gedorim. Why did Klaisel leave Mitzrayim? Why did the second leave Mitzrayim? They kept Gedorim. The schools of Klaisel came out of Mitzrayim because they kept Gedorim. Therefore, we make Gedorim for Pesach. We make Gedorim upon Gedorim for Pesach. There's also, I think I mentioned to you, mentioned in the Musa Shmuz, there's a... Macharin Tovim Beisiv Sivov say like this: No Gulagar Haksolim Hakisos Shenagam Chometz. The meaning is to scrape the walls and the chairs where Chometz can touch. V'yeshem Mamashi is a Moichu, and they have what to rely on. So he says, Mishmar comes along and says, what does that mean? What to rely on? Rav Sommer, they lilig a minig. Don't laugh at this minig. Loimer Shu minig Shtus. V'chumer you say it. That's ridiculous. Don't say that. Ol yesh lezeh smach min Yerushalmi. That says that you're mechuyev. It seems that you're mechuyev to do such a thing. So they're not crazy, right? So don't laugh at it. You know. So the first thing is the chabriska chumra. You know, that's the first. You know, it's not a briska chumra. It's yes, you You know, they were scraping walls. That was the minute Kedoshim of Klai, so that they're makhman is in Yom. That was my Moshe Shmuel's side. Okay. So we're makhman on all of these in Yom. But the Mashu, the Maisa, the Isra of Mashu, it has to have some significance to it. But we come into the kitchen, Mashu is an issue. Seem to repent the cover, etc. But at the same time, you know, when you're cleaning up in the kitchen, it's a different level of cleaning. Now, an area you know that clearly is not going to be in contact with the food in the kitchen. So the bottom side of the kitchen table. So what am I looking for? Now, there's a lot of tzir of kli. So if I have a kli, which is a table, and there's a mashu of chametz here, and a mashu of chametz here, and a mashu, and altogether it adds up to kazayas, that's what starts to kazayas, and everybody wants it. So you know it's on the bottom side of the kitchen table, but if the whole, there's a tzir of kli, which would be matzar, if everything on the table adds up to a kazayas, so you have in the crack, you're going to cover it with 15 layers, I promise you, right? There's going to be, before you put the, so the, and it's not a chashash of the chametz, but is it by your rebotzeh? So I'm cleaning to not be everybody by remotes.
It applies
to Mashu also? Perurim, the Maisa, when they can come together, Miskabas together, and become Mechuber together, and get a full shear, that's a problem.
There's a bit of it. They keep saying that you won't want Maisa ever be over by remotes, right?
Because also we don't lie in Bitzel. You have to, we
I know, okay, but I was just
right.
Anxiety.
No.
In an area, like, let's say, a bedroom. So there's no concern about mashu anywhere, like a crumb in a bedroom. That's
no, crumb in a bedroom is bechlal not. You're not looking for a crumb in a bedroom.
It's going to go on my finger and be carried around.
No, that's not. You know, you're not looking for when you're cleaning A, and you're being bedek B. You're looking for Cheerios. You're not looking for crumbs. You know, they used, you know, what was the feather for? The feather for was because they used to have a lot of cracks, so there's something in there. So the feather could get in very nicely and pull out the Cheerio. That Cheerio's then also, right? Right? That cracks on the floor, that Cheerio. See, how do you get the Cheerio out of the crack of the floor? With the feather. That was the feathers before. Nowadays, the feathers are really, you know, not so.
The vacuum would do a better job than the feather.
Right. You know, even so, there's some of the type of places which is hard to get to. Now, if it says you can't reach, it's beyond reach, so that's a lucky you say, I can see it, or I can't reach it. It's beyond where a person can reach. So you're mavatal, and that's. And that's sufficient.
So, like in the car, when they vacuum the car, it's never perfect. Never, ever, ever. You just can't get it.
You can't get every single crumb out of the floor. Now, theoretically, you would have this argument. So that's what Yaakov Boruch was saying. So now, the commissioner comes along and says, it's only shaykh that the chashash of miskabetz, if it's actually shaykh to be miskabetz, if it's stuck where it is, there's a mashu here glued onto your carpet, and a mashu over there glued onto your carpet, and they ain't going anywhere, that's not a problem.
The scrubbing of the doorknobs and telephones and all that stuff.
You know, telephone, I have to tell you, by the way, I hold it in prison, the kitchen phone, you must get another phone for Pesach. That phone is full of, I don't know how, like in your house, but in my house, that phone is full of comments. You know, you're Miller making dough and you answer the phone. Unscrew the phone, you open it inside, there's comments inside. You know, you don't want to put that next to your mouth in Pesach. The other areas that I have, I mean, I don't understand how people. I was by the matzah bakery. A guy answered his cell phone. You know, while I said, that thing. You come home with, you know, you put it down on the dining room table. Where do you put your cell phone? Right, the dining room table. Right, next to, you know, it's full and dirty. You know, I mean, maybe the guy has, you know, washes his you know, is washes his phone every single day. So, you know, go and wash it under the sink, and you first, then you can use it over here. So that's the deal. Right, okay. You know, he was not masking to wash it under the sink. Said, okay, fine, that's your decision. But not over here. Like, you know, I'm not neurotic, but like, you know, see, said if he doesn't answer the phone, it's a child. It was his boss. It says it's a child. It's cut us the fashions. Yes, but that's your set of fashions. It's my matzah. You know, like.
So back here, let's say you have a linen closet, and the bottom floor, which is not metal, because it's over the carpet on the floor, there's all that stuff. You were to do a cleaning of it, you pull things out and you check.
Well, the whole Holocon is not considered metaltal.
Sorry?
All those shelves are considered metaltal. That whole area is not a metaltal.
Right, okay, so every shelf, until the children can't reach anymore, and then you have to close up. Can you do a precursory look there with the bodega?
I think you rely on the store. If you clean it out well, that's where I do think applies.
So you can use it for any tough area like the closet
Right. I mean, he was the Messinas. They said he wasn't Tzemach on that, but the same. There is what I think is what we Tzemach on to do that. You know, again, you know, the person has to balance.
If you do that, can you do the whole house like that theoretically, or that's too much? Meaning all the bedrooms.
The proper way to do it really is the real Malkum where there's, you know, I think, you know, the kitchen is somewhat hard to do it because it's ready Pesach, etc. The dining room, the person should check,
should
really
good, right.
Should do
the
well.
The bedrooms,
I think you can be Tzemachan, you do more perfunctorily. I don't know if that's a bad word. More, you know, a little more cursorily. And it's important, the person who checks in the bathrooms, check the items. And we'll get to the items. Maybe we'll get to the items. Anyway. Okay, let me just... Those are... Tasha did a for this purpose. Okay. Now, so that's regards to size. Now, regards to... So the person says there's something there. I look at this piece of, you know, there's something there. It's not clear what it is anymore. It's been for a very long time, etc. So there is a local Pasha Ifsha. Pasha Ifsha is that it came to the point where it's not Royal Achilles Kelev. There's no dinim of Chometz on it anymore. So obviously something's been sitting there and it's getting a little bit oily, a little bit, you know, etc. And it just sits there and deteriorates. At some point in time, it's not significant. It has no dinim on it. And then, etc. Svarim. One of the questions which comes up is, what do you do with Svarim? So it's interesting. So the Remersion's Psak and Svarim, which is the way I usually go, Chazanish has a different Psak on it, is you're not Mechiv to everybody to Svarim. But you should not bring Svarim to the table. Because any Seder which has been on a Chomis, there is a possibility that there's some crumbs inside there. So now you're dealing with, you open the Sefer on, Haggadahs, or anything like that, which. So some people have a Haggadah that the whole year they're not going to bring someone to the table, so they can bring someone to the table on Pesach. I found that interesting, that, you know, so for the 346 days of the year, they don't learn by the table. This way, for 8 days of the year, they could learn Swarm by the table. I find it interesting. So I do it the other way around. And for 346 days, I do bring Swarm to the table, and 8 days, I don't bring Swarm to the table. So, you know. And we set aside certain few swarm for Pesach. The Chazish actually held there was a chiyah bedika because not the chiyah bedika because of the shemir yavala ochle possibility. So he held there was a chiyah bedika, and if you don't do bedika, you have a chiyah mechitzah. So you have to put them away that you can't reach them. So he would clean a few swarm for Pesach, and he would put them on his table, and the rest he would put away. So the ma'aseh with him with the Chabina Rav, that one year he had the Chabina Rav's chuvas to David Meshorim on it, he cleaned up for Pesach and put it on the table. So they told the Chabina Rav, who was also B'nai Brak, you know, it's Chashav, the Chazanish, you know, saved your safer for Pesach. He says, yeah, he didn't look at the whole year, so he saved it for Pesach. You know, that was the Chabina Rav's on the spot response. So the ma'aseh with him is because you're not Mechiv the Bodek to Swarm.
How are you Bodek to Sefer? Every single page?
Every single page. If you are Bodek to Sefer, it means every single page. According to the Chazanish, you checked every single page.
Wow.
Right. So, which means, the guy says, yeah, I clean out the Zoram. No, according to the Chazanish, you would have to check every single page. We're not told by doing that. So, what you do is, you know, but if a person theoretically needs a safer, you know. Now, I want to point out, I hold it up to my Zoram. I hold anything which goes onto the kitchen, onto tables, normally, should not be going on. A person comes home and they take their keys out, and their wallet, and their glasses, you know. What are you doing putting those things on the Pesach like a table? They sit in the crumb the table the whole year. What are you doing? The crumb inside your wallet coming out, you know, crumbs walk. That's important, you're sitting on the Pesach. Crumbs walk. Right? You know, this thing has been sitting in your kitchen table every single night. You come home for supper, you know, it's in your pocket, it's in your way, you put it down, you have supper over there. You, what are you having for supper? You're having, I don't know, you know, blown up chometz, you know. There's chometz in there, right? I don't understand how anybody could put the money. Besides money, you know, money is called dough, right? Who wants to put money, which has been through who knows how many people's hands? Better if I have to handle it the whole year. Like, I'm not putting it on my table. Right? Money is checks, you know, it's new checks, etc. But it's, I don't know what's there, what's in there, etc. I don't know.
If it's small enough that you can't tell whether it's like dust or.
There's no dimbadika on it. Okay. Okay, a person going away, touch on the halacha, a person is going away, a person is coming in, etc. What's the person's chiyuv if they obey someone else to use it in their home for Pesach? What is the chiyuv if they're going away for Pesach? So now, the level of chumrah, because shemir v'la'ochla doesn't apply to the kitchen anymore if you're going away, because you're not coming in anything. All right, so the only issues you have, the regular level of chiyuv v'dika, of cleaning and v'dika, because of this by your matzah. You do have a chiyuv v'dika, a cleaning and v'dika, if you're going away, and you do that the night before you leave. What else? Somebody else will be staying in your house for Pesach. So the ikar halacha is that if somebody's staying and they're going to be moving in before the night of your dalet, they have the chiyuv bedika, not you. So, you know, you can basically leave a little note: we didn't do bedika, please do bedika in my house. You probably can rely on the fact they probably will not do bedika because they'll find a different place to stay for Yom Tov. Now, so it's in the game. A person goes away to Pesach, he goes to a Pesach hotel for Yom Tov, etc. You have a chiyuv, you rent in the room, you have a chiyuv bedika on it. Person comes to Chol HaMoed, so the Shalom Halacha, how do we do it? Because what do you do bedika in Chol HaMoed? We pass him, you do bedika. So the person will come there, the first day he goes to wherever, the second day he goes to Pesach Hotel, so he comes and he has to check the room. Unless there was another yid who was there beforehand. But if coming in, there's a bedika on that room.
No bracha?
Which case?
Without Pesach, I mean. Before Pesach is no bracha, right?
Before you doubt. If the person's there, you doubt. You check in Sunday afternoon, so you do a bedika Sunday night this year.
No, but if you're there, if you're leaving your house 3 days before Pesach.
You're leaving your house. So if you leave, the bedika at home, you don't make a bracha unless it's the night of your doubt.
And the bedika on Chol Moed itself, is there a bracha?
The simple answer is yes. No, there is a din bracha on it. What gets interesting is the mechiras chum. How does mechiras chum play into the sugya? Because you sold it to the goy, so it belongs to the goy. So what are your chiyuvim of bedika? That's what I'm saying. The simple answer is yes. We in some ways deal with it as if there's ain't nobody out there but us. In some way, okay. That's now. Do you really need to line the shelves of the fridge after it's been cleaned thoroughly? Or the lines of the shelves of, like somebody asked you, like, you know, you go into the Giant, you know, and the paste of the thing is always lined with white paper. That's, you know, so somebody told me he walked the Magruder's and they wanted to know. The guy asked him, do I have to really line this thing or not? Is there a law that I have to line before I put down the macaroons? You know, like, not, you know. Like, so Rav Moshe is actually quoted on this, that Rav Moshe said you should line them. He says, even after you clean them, etc., well, maybe there's a spot that you didn't get to, etc. So again, that's the chumrah of the pischa. The merchant says that you should line them. And that's pretty evident. I'm not going to tell you that it's osur, but, you know, especially if you're dealing with something which is in containers, not actual food, but you're dealing with something which is in a container. If you put actual food down there, it's obviously more chumrah. Let's see what else they get over here.
They're like behind stoves, refrigerators. Underneath the brake front, and you could bend down and see under the brake front, but you could never actually get in there behind the big.
Okay. Are you mechuyev to move these large items, etc.? So, interesting when they quote Rav Moshe over here, the way they quote it is the following. B'shas, b'dikas chomis, lohayim, his is hafrigidaire. The time of the bedika, he didn't move the fridge to see if there was chametz there. Now, the correct diak of the story was, when they quote the story on the bottom, was that he actually did move it beforehand to clean it. So, but he didn't, once it was cleaned over there and put back in place, so like this, aloha, it's something which normally, it bechlal never is moved, so you're not mechuyev to move it. So if you have a thing which is very large and very heavy, you're never going to move it. The fridge, sometimes a person will move a fridge, etc., to get something which is behind there, etc. So
I don't move my fridge.
So
it's easily movable. I'd have to make piles for you. It's easily movable.
You know, nowadays the fridge come, they have wheels. They're made, you know, they have like, there's a screw, you screw down, the wheels come down, you can move it. It is theoretically movable. As opposed to your brake front, the guy says big brake front.
I look under and I see Cheerios.
Look
like
under what?
It's got like a molding under the brake front. You can't get into it from any other side except for this one side with the molding, and my hand can't fit in there. So, like, Do I go back and clean it?
That's what Mayor is for.
Yeah, whatever.
Mayor will put more in, I understand. Anyway, okay. Yes.
Like a dresser where there's clearly chametz there, but I'm never going
to
go there.
If it's impossible to get there, that means if you can't get there, somebody else could get there. The case of the chametz stuck means you're not mechuyev to it, so nobody can reach there. If somebody could reach there, but not you, you do have a chiyuv to get it out.
What does that mean?
So over there, they had molding. There's Cheerios under there, and Meir can stick his hand in. Same with Moshe Chaim can stick his hand. It doesn't pat to Moshe Chaim because, you know. So we'll have to get an eitzah, so how to get it out. If it means you have to move it, you have to move it.
What if you can get under it if you move it? And if you move the fridge, you can get under it.
No, I lost you.
If you can't get under the fridge, but if you move the fridge, then...
But if the derech is never to move it, so then that's not a mokum where you're chashed that the person's going to go there and do anything there. Because I don't go there. So then I don't believe on it. But if a place where I could go to, or somebody could go to, I would believe to go there also. Okay. See, I didn't really cover the Pesach items. That we'll have to leave
really
that.
Could we continue next week?
I can continue. Yeah. No. One last point over here. So somebody, again, I always want to point, just go through the question, looking through the questions right now. A place where it's not, I know there's not, you know, the person has a file cabinet. Unless you have your kids sticking crackers into your file cabinet, you know, it's not a mokum, but you put chametz in normally. If the kids, you know, have figured out how to open the file cabinet, you know, who knows what they might have done, you should be at least, you know, yes, it would be within range, you know, obviously it's clear to the kid that they're not supposed to touch that, and they never touch that, etc. So much is clear that it's made, that that's off limits. You're not privy to buy this stuff.
Maybe I'm paying bills on like a table, and then I file away the bills in the file cabinet. It's like, at what point do you draw the line?
Yeah,
I don't put stuff in my file cabinet, but I might have papers in the table to go in the file cabinet.
That's true, but the more worse I'm worrying about it, you're slapping a crumb with it.
So yeah, there's any significant crumb there. You store your pants on a shelf. You've never put chametz on the shelf before, but your pants may have chametz in the pocket, put it on the shelf. Like everything could be traced to chametz in some way. At what point do you say, I'm kind?
I don't know the exact answer to that question. But there's, you know, definitely, you know, I'm not. The pants pocket I checked. So there's no Cheerios in the pants pocket. So is the shelf where you put the pants, because maybe there's Cheerios inside the pocket? I don't think so.
It also there are two long machmer on the spark because
they're coming out to the table.
He's going
to
come out to the table, but all these situations where you're putting it back, then you
know. Okay, one issue over here is if I'm selling an area, so there's an issue of just trying to touch that area. The areas that you're selling to the goy, can you sell an area to the? Can you seal off a room and say, you know what, I'm selling the whole room? Yes, you could do that. You can sell. In other words, there's a lot of that you want to sell off, seal off a room. And sell it to the goy. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokes. Do you have a chiyuv bedika on Le'ud Dalad on the place that is going to be sold to the goy the following day? So he seems to come out the chumrah. He brings a machlokes about it whether there's you chiyuv to do bedika and the tough.
This would apply to cabinet also, right?
Oh yeah, same issue. Yeah, and the tough one above. He brings a machlokes over here whether you chiyuv to be bedika or not. But that brings the Chassam Sofer that he's makel on it. So a few places where he quotes Shubas Chassam Sofer, right? You can make him the mekayem tzibdika as long as you're mekayem tzibdika b'shar chador. No, you want to sell the whole house. I'm sorry, you can't use this to pat you from. So the room I sell, and I don't have the bedika. So I have a great idea. Let's sell two rooms. Really, I sold the whole apartment, and I won't have to be able to get anything. I'm going for Bezek anyway. So that's not fair. You have to make a Bezek somewhere else. He says that became the Midig, and Rambosha says that it is the Midig. The Midig is the area that you're selling out to the goy, you don't have to Bezek on. So, and we you know, the law is that when you sell to the goy, it's not enough to sell the goy's chametz in your house, you have a chiyuv of make a mechitz in front of you. You have a chiyuv to do something to make it, and even that possibly that's not sufficient according to Mishnah Berurah. You know, so it's you have when you sell to the goy, So you're telling me actual chametz, you know, that if you're selling, or, you know, specific items, you should be selling the mukkim where they are also, in that area, be it the cabinets, be it the room, whatever it is, you seal it off. That area is not mechuyev b'dika anymore.
The standard nusach in
the Mishtaros, they write the mukkim also, right?
And tape works as a lock on the cabinets?
Yes, tape is sufficient.
So
you
just...
B'dika is also including clean.
So clean would be the same thing, right?
Can you use tape to close off the room?
No, but closing off the room, if you sell to the goy, closing off the room, tape is sufficient. If you didn't sell the room, you want to use the tape, shutting the door as a demechitza, no, it's not sufficient. But if you're selling the area, that's sufficient. You have to make something, that's a question of hacker, tape is a good hacker. So you're not mechiv to bedika in that area. There's some people who are machmer, and they just, you know, if you sell it in your gimel, then it's clear there's no shadow what you have to do. Because when it becomes leil yadal, it's not yours anymore. So the Rav makes it mechir on your gimel. Anyway, if people go to Eretz Yisrael, they make it mechir on your gimel because they can't wait to mechir your dal. It's too late for the, you know, by them it's already Pesach. So he makes mechir your gimel anyway. So you really want to be machmer, you can get out of this machloikis. He says you ate it, you sell on your gimel, and so you won't have any problem. Okay, we'll hold it here.